Mayor, thank you for accepting this deputation from the Camberwell Society concerning the recent proposed southbound extension of the Baker Line from the Elephant and Castle. As I'm sure members of the Council are aware, an extension of Baker Line to Camberwell has been considered since the 1930s, and there have been many false dawns for the people of Camberwell ever since. In 1988, the Camberwell Society began a campaign to bring the tube to Camberwell, and in just over a fortnight, a petition of over 4,000 signatures was gathered and forwarded to the then Minister for Public Transport. All the responses from the government at the time seemed favourable. In 1990, the London Regional Passenger Committee recommended an extension of either the Liverpool Line or the Bakerloo Line south to Camberwell. In 1991, at a meeting in the House of Commons, called in response to the Camberwell Society's campaign and attended by representatives of Southwark Council, London Transport agreed that an extension of either the Bakerloo Line or the Northern Line south to Camberwell should be explored. In 1993 and 1996, representatives of the Camberwell Society and the Council met with the then Minister for Local Transport. After the latter meeting, it was suggested that a feasibility study take place, but this failed to materialise. Southwark Council's stated policy in 2006 was to support a tube in Camberwell, and in that year, Ken Livingstone, then Mayor of London, announced that within 20 years, Camberwell would have a tube station. Moving to the present day, Camberwell is still an area of high dependency on public transport and has an even greater need for the tube extension, which would provide fast and regular services into central London. In just under 2 weeks, there will be a rail link from Denmark Hill Station to London Bridge, and there will be a reduction in daytime services to Victoria in their evening or Sunday services. As well as the substantial disruption for local communities, this will have a hugely detrimental impact upon the work of the large healthcare providers in Camberwell and the transport needs of their staff, student patients and visitors. King's College Hospital employs over 7,000 staff and sees an average of 593,000 outpatients alone each year. The South London Mortality Trust employs over 4,800 staff and provides the widest range of NHS mental health services in the United Kingdom. King's and the Mortality are in partnership Guy's and St Thomas's NHS Trust, and are in initial discussions to form one single organisation which would employ around 29,000 people and teach around 24,000 students each year. The demand for travel between hospital campuses, which is already great, will only increase. Journeys between King's and St Thomas's Waterloo and Guy's Hospital at London Bridge will be well served by the Bakerloo Line extending to Camberwell. As well as the two hospitals and local residents, the demand for greater central London transport routes is generated by the other large institutions based in Camberwell, including the Camberwell College of Art, Camberwell Magistrates Court, the Salvation Army Training College, and the Institute of Psychiatry. The Camberwell Society, along with the Council, have welcomed the commitment in the Mayor's transport strategy to investigate the potential for a Bakerloo Line subway extension. The Society have understood that the Council's position should always be that southerly extension would serve Camberwell. Indeed, at the Council's Public Transport Consultative Forum on 5th October last year, the following update was given on the Bakerloo Line extension. I'm quoting from this. TfL has finished the initial feasibility report and have met with Councillor Barry Hargrove in order to understand the Council's position on the two new options. The two options for the route the extension takes to Newcross are one via the Old Kent Road, with a stop roughly midway, and the second via Camberwell and Peckham. TfL considers that at present the Camberwell Peckham route offers greater regeneration opportunities. Councillor Hargrove has confirmed with TfL that the Council supports the Camberwell Peckham option. The need for the extension to come to Camberwell has also been recognised by Network Rail. In July 2011, Network Rail published its London and South East route utilisation strategy. After consultation with stakeholders throughout London and the South East, including the Council. At page 156 of the document, it states a potential scheme to convert the Hayes Branch, used by London Underground services, could alleviate main line and suburban routes via London Bridge, with services on this line rerouted via a southern extension to the London Underground Bakerloo Line. Such a line would provide additional capacity in inner South London, greatly improving travel opportunities for areas such as Denmark Hill and Camberwell. Therefore, in light of the present and future demand, the need and the historic support by the Council for the extension of the Bakerloo Line to Camberwell, We would urge the council to give us back into the extension place to allow the council to come back. Thank you. Thank you. Do you have a question for the leader or the Rosebank Cabinet member? Yes, please.
Yes, and I just said there's a unique window of opportunity here as well. Of course, the Mayor puts his 2020 vision together for London, which I hope and I think we should get into that 2020 vision for the extension. So, the council position is yes.
I've got a list of relevant members who have indicated to ask a question. Councillor running forward.
Thank you very much indeed. As a very long-standing resident of Camberwell, I'm very familiar with the kind of coming and going, the gleams of hope which came and then seemed to fade again for the extension of the Bakerloo line. I was going to ask you, and thank you very much for the very detailed deputation and the case that you've made, which is a very, very strong one for this extension. We're also looking at points of regeneration in Camberwell, which kind of strengthen the position that we have. What do you think specifically now is the next stage? What do you think are some very specific indicators, some of which you have mentioned, that we can really do now? The problem is this is long-term, and we don't want to lose it again. And although the case is very strong, it seems to go through these phases of different, political turnovers, which are shorter than the phases that we need to put this plan very firmly in place.
I think the answer to that is possibly that the institution that Alex mentioned, a huge number of employees in Camberwell, should be asked to write formal letters to leader, perhaps, and to the government, or whoever you think is suitable, making the case that we've just heard this evening.
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor. Before I say anything, I wanted to clear some interest that I'm a member of the Camberwell Society. So what I say is not from any bias, but I want to thank the deputation for the brilliant presentation. I absolutely want to agree with all of you said. Statistics speak for themselves. It is proven fact that Camberwell itself has become a strategic place for commuters in particular. You have from the deputation, all those people who commute, and I think Denmark hill station does not serve all its purpose, and does not serve the purpose of all the commuters. Camberwell is a strategic place, and the question I want to ask the deputation is, beside the railway network, do you think that we should look at transport for Camberwell on a broader basis, the whole network of transport for Camberwell? Do you think that that we need a sort of strategic plan on a broader basis, sort of on transport network for the whole of Camberwell?
Yes, I know that council at the moment is considering the regeneration of Camberwell Green, and obviously most of the transport down there is buses.
When we were the administration to support the extension, it still is. I think this should enjoy very strong cross-party support across the chamber. I think the, now that the Olympics are out of the way and you know, the mayor is from Magic's Palace, this is an excellent opportunity for us all to get behind this. But my question to you would be, would your aspiration be for it to come to Camberwell and then to Peckham to stop, or would you be supportive of the East going down in a sort of Sydney direction or to other places beyond?
The routes that I've seen being discussed, plans are Camberwell, Peckham, then on through to Newcross. And I think it's a network where views about where it should then go to alleviate problems on their capacity and their network. So the society would be in support of that. Obviously, that includes going to Camberwell southbound as well. Absolutely.
Mayor, and I'd like to thank the invitation for giving us this timely reminder this evening. I'm well aware that when you came here in 2006, the then leader of the council was not prepared to lobby for this, saying that a tube station would take another 50 years to come. But I was glad that his candidate in Brunswick Park Hall at the time, Anuda Samurai, was very supportive of the campaign, and I hope she still is. But my question to you is that do you consider that those that are advocating the alternative route down the Old Kent Road, missing out Camberwell and, as we just heard, Central Peckham altogether, will effectively cut off these communities to the south, further economic regeneration and improved transport links?
Yes, we are very concerned, of course, with links into Central London. I think, as we said, although we welcome the London Overground, it is an alternate route, and particularly the possible plans that we've seen, very poor not to take this opportunity to build for the future, that's going to happen in Camberwell.
Well, I'd like to thank the deputation for attending this evening and ask officers to escort the deputation to the public sitting area. If you wish to listen to the team debate, you're welcome to stay. Thank you. Thank you.